All right, here we go. Big weekend of college and NFL action. 9:45, quarter till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, here to give you all the winners with Taking Vegas. My boy, JR. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. Appreciate you having me on. Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday to you, my friend. An exciting season so far, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even begin to tell you how great it's been. I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, look, guys, it's all about one thing and one thing alone, making sure that you've got great, and I mean great information, experts in your corner, and more importantly, being capable of managing your bankroll to show you how to really make the most out of being able to make money every week betting on these games. It's hard on your own. Don't shoot from the hip. Have somebody in your corner that actually knows what they're doing with real strategy. Now, I'm going to start you off with an absolute blowout winner this week. Okay, I've got an underdog that's going to win outright, and I've labeled it my underdog college football game of the year. It will win outright. It is absolutely free right now. All you got to do is actually text the word win. Text win to 545454, and you're going to get my underdog absolutely free via text message. All you got to do, text the word win to 545454 to get this college football underdog game of the year absolutely free via text message. Again, text win to 545454.
You said shoot from the hip. You don't want to shoot from the heart either, do you?
No, you can't. I mean, guys that are in New Orleans who are always betting LSU or the Saints, I mean, first 2 weeks of the season, the Saints worked out for you, but tell me how it's worked out since. It's been rough. You can't do that. Here's the one thing I heard a long time ago. One of the big names on radio used to say, bet against your own team so that if they win, yay, your team won. But if they lose, hey, you made a little something on it. I'm not a fan of that. I'm more of a fan of looking for the best in what I call the best situation to take your money and pounce on it. And you got to be careful. You got to make sure the percentage of your bankroll that you're putting into play is always in favor, or I should say, is always going to be in relation to the game that you're betting or the amount of games that you're betting. You don't ever want to put 50% of your bankroll on a single game because you love it. You got to be smart. The idea is to try to bet less than 5% of your overall bankroll on any one individual game. Now, of course, that means it comes down to the size of your bankroll, right? You don't want to be betting, you know, $2 on a game if your bankroll is only 50 bucks. You got to be careful. You got to know what you're doing. And there are aggressive ways to do this and still have conservative backstops in place. What I mean by that is knowing when to pull it back, when to take 35 or 33% off the top and make sure that you're not going to put yourself in harm's way. Or if you take a loss, to cut your bet by up to 50%, just like when you're winning, not doubling up, but maybe adding 20 to 50% on that, not even the next game, but the next group of games that you're going to bet. There's so much that goes into it, Tommy. It's hard to do in a five-minute interview.
And the other thing, JR, is it's not always about who wins or loses a game. There are bets within a game. I'm not talking about crazy prop bets. I'm talking about totals, et cetera.
Yeah, no question. I mean, look at last night. I mean, if you didn't hop on your computer by the end of the first quarter in the Thursday night football game and bet the under, you're crazy. I mean, you could see where that game was going. They were having a ton of trouble. Both teams, offensively, C.J. Stroud looked awful. And it's hard for me to say that because I love the kid. He's one of my favorite new players in the league. I loved him for Rookie of the Year last year. And, you know, he couldn't get out of his own way last night. And that's what happens when you get hit and sacked 8 times in a game. You're going to get rattled. And then Aaron Rodgers, especially in the first half of that game, missing throws to the weak side. You know, it was just a recipe for an under, and I thought it was easy money, and we were able to give that out. We liked it before the game and loved it by the end of the first quarter.
I'm not going to hold you anything. I'm not asking you to predict anything, but the Super Bowl is here in New Orleans. It is 100 days from today. If you had to tell me some of the top contenders, who would you pick in the NFL right now?
Well, I mean, let's face it, you know that on the one side you got the Kansas City Chiefs, who are winning football games and undefeated, with Patrick Mahomes leading the league in interceptions, with Baker Mayfield as well having 9 interceptions already this year. You know, see, you take a look at what they're doing, and to be able to put it together when, you know, the best player in football is not playing his best football tells me that, you know, that there's a reason that they are the favorite to win, and they're only plus 400 favorite right now to be the team to come out on top when it's all said and done. Now, there are other teams I could think that can definitely give them a run for their money. I love the Detroit Lions, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you a team that's never even been to a Super Bowl and is one of the oldest teams in football is going to win the whole thing this year, especially with some of the injuries that they've taken on. And now, I mean, look, they're laying points on the road to Green Bay this week, which is absolutely crazy. But, you know, again, AFC, I like the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Ravens will be there at the end of all of this. And I think a surprise team, if Russell Wilson keeps playing the way that he is, and they grab an offensive wide receiver before the deadline here, the Steelers could also be a team in the AFC that you got to watch out for. In the NFC, you know, I think it's really up for grabs right now. There are too many teams that are just vying for spots for playoffs right now. You know, the Eagles, they are the one team. If they can keep it together and they can, you know, keep the coaching at a high level, I think that they're going to be the team, one of the teams that are going to end up in the NFC Championship game, along with the Lions, along with the Packers. But that's about it in the NFC. You know, of course, you got the Vikings too. But
Watch me jinx them, JR. Here we go, right? Kansas City, storyline, you look at it, the first team to go undefeated since the Miami Dolphins, but in the current NFL with, you know, a 17-game season, and win three Super Bowls in a row. There's your storyline. That being said, I know, right? You're on fire with your picks, the picks you hand out. Last week, the rain kind of did us in. Tell me what your free pick is this week.
Listen, the fact that not only we won 8 weeks in a row, but it took literally an act of nature to take us off the pedestal. I mean, to have all that rain in the first and half of the second quarter, and then still it started raining down points for us, and then all of a sudden we were 5 points from getting that over, and it starts pouring rain again with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So there was nothing we can do about it. Can't foresee that type of weather when I'm giving out a game on Friday. So take that into consideration, guys, when I'm giving you these games. You got to go back and you got to look at the weather before you start putting in these games. Now, there's an easy one on the board this week. Joe Flacco coming in for the Indianapolis Colts because of the tap out by Anthony Richardson. Minnesota Vikings coming off a loss against a team that did get back some really good players and put up some real numbers on them. I think Minnesota not only bounces back, but one of the toughest places to play in the NFL, top five for sure, and the Colts are going to have trouble getting their play calls out there. Flacco, 17-year veteran in this game, think he's going to get cooked up. Look for the Minnesota Vikings not only to win, but easily cover in this matchup, minus the five.
All right, take us out, JR, with your underdog college game of the year.
Guys, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I should say. We get a lot of ladies these days as well. It's all about making money and showing what you got, and that's what we do over here. Call now, or actually, all you got to do is text. Text the word WIN to 545454. Get my underdog college football game of the year absolutely free via text message. Guys, this is not a one-point underdog. This is a dog that really should be the favorite, and you're going to get a real good return on your money for this one. So text the word WIN to 545454. Get this underdog college football game of the year absolutely free via text message. One more time, text the word WIN to 545454. As always, Tommy, a real pleasure. Love doing this interview every week, guys. Be safe, have fun, and go out there and make some money.
Thank you, JR.